Is that you moving around, little fly? It can't be time to get up already. Oh dear, you look dreadful. You've had another nightmare, haven't you? Come here. Oh, that's right. I wrapped you up, didn't I? Don't worry. I'll come to you. Oh, poor little fly. I'm here, darling. Mummy Kekria is always here for you. Nothing bad can reach you here. You're safe in my web, deep within the spiderfolk caves. There's no way anything could ever happen to you, I promise. It's all right. Oh dear, you're crying again. It's okay, you can cry. Let it all out. That's it. Poor, sweet, innocent fly. You don't deserve this. You're getting these nightmares more and more often. I wish there was some way I could help you. If you can't get a good night's rest soon, it's going to start catching up with you when you're awake. It's been hard enough for you, as it is, adapting to the spider folk's nocturnal life cycle. Perhaps this time you might tell me what it is you've been dreaming about? I know it's frightening, but I really do think you'll feel better if you tell me. And I do so want to calm your fears. But there's only so much I can do for you if you won't open up. Shh. I'm not going to force you, darling. I would never force you to do anything that would upset you like this. I only want what's best for you. You know that, right? Oh dear, it upsets me so much to see you like this. Perhaps if you can't tell me, maybe I could guess? You don't have to say any of it out loud that way. Thank you, little fly. I promise. I'll stop if it gets too overwhelming. Well, I would guess. Are you reliving the night the gnolls attacked your village? Not exactly. So, you are dreaming about the gnolls, but... Oh dear. In your dreams, are they attacking the spider folk here? Oh, how absolutely dreadful. Poor little fly. That would never, ever happen. It's just like I said. There's no place in the world that's safer than where you are right now. Those gnolls may have expanded their territory, but they would never, could never invade our home. There are miles of swampland all around, nearly impossible to cross. They'd have to move through the trees along our web bridges, and then we'd know they were here immediately. And the caves are very well fortified, as I've shown you. You are absolutely, completely safe from harm. But of course, you already knew that. After all you've been through, I suppose it will take more than just words to make you feel safe. Perhaps only time can heal you. But until then, I'm here for you, little fly. If I can't ease your fears, perhaps I can at least help you go to sleep. Perhaps it would help if I took you for a short walk? Oh no, my dear little fly. You won't be walking. You'll stay nice and snuggled up in my silk. I can just stick you to my abdomen. Much as I hate to admit it, there's more than enough room for you back there. Oh, you're so sweet to say that. Come here. There we are. Nice and secure. Let me show you the garden. Well, it's not exactly a garden as you'd know it, but it's a lovely chamber full of glowing moss and crystals. Let's go. Don't mind the guards, dear. You know they have to stay nearby. Here we are. Didn't I tell you? I come here often to relax myself. I'm sure you miss being out in the sun, but I think light is most beautiful amidst darkness. Don't you agree? You know, my little fly, I've had my own experience with loss. I think I have a small inkling of how you're feeling right now. I had a lover once, a Spider-Man that was just so wonderful. Back when I had just taken over as queen, I was always so anxious, but he knew just what to say to put me at ease. We were going to have a clutch of eggs together, but then we didn't live down here in the caves. Our settlement was much closer to human territory. Up high on the trees, it was beautiful, but there were humans that feared us. Though we were peaceful, they knew how much more powerful we were than them. All it took was for one child to catch an illness with symptoms similar to spider folk venom. Our settlement was attacked during the day while we slept. My lover stayed behind to guard our retreat, and I never saw him again. I've never been able to enter a relationship since. Which is why I never had offspring of my own. It's all right. It was a long time ago. Nearly a whole human lifetime. I don't blame all humans for what happened. For a time, I did want revenge, but in the end, I decided it was best for our people to seclude ourselves away from others, to avoid spilling any more blood. I know that our situations aren't exactly the same. I still had my people while you lost everything, but I do understand what it's like to fear something, to really fear it. For years after the attack, I was ready for something else to happen. I could hardly enjoy any good thing that came into my life because I was afraid that it would be ripped away from me. But I promise you'll eventually be able to face your fears and see them for what they are. Just thoughts. Come, my little fly, let's head back. The sooner you get to sleep, the more strength you'll have to carry on. There. Are you comfortable? I hope you're feeling more relaxed now, my dear. Good. There's one more thing I could do to help you drift off. Just go ahead and close your eyes. I'll hum you a lullaby while I pluck at the web. It's something my mother did for me while I was young. Just relax. Mommy Kekri is here for you. You're safe. You'll always be safe. Sleep soundly. Guard, come here. Is that tribe of gnolls still camped near our borders? I suppose it was too much to hope that they'd leave on their own. I want you to send word to build defensive fortifications in that area. Take no chances. And spare no expenses. I won't allow them to invade. One more thing. Make sure the other guards know not to mention the gnolls while my little fly is around. I can't let the poor deer know for their own sake. Echo, please. I'll protect you, my little fly. I'll protect you at all costs. I won't lose anyone else.